More than a dozen people in Chicago say that police violated their rights while holding them in custody, and they're asking to join a lawsuit against the city. The main plaintiff in the lawsuit says Chicago police held him in custody for several days, gave him little food, and deprived him of sleep until he confessed to a murder he didn't commit. A federal judge is expected to rule soon on whether that civil rights lawsuit can be expanded into a class action suit. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
It was the kind of case police call a heater. In July 2001, a stray bullet kills a 12-year-old boy outside a candy store in his Northwest Side neighborhood, an innocent victim of gang violence. The next day, police brought in Joseph Lopez for questioning. The then 18-year-old gang member says he was handcuffed to the wall of an interrogation room for 4 days.
And I was all exhausted. I had to sleep to the wall. The only way I could actually lay on the concrete, it was my arm extended to the ring in the wall. And my hand would turn like blue because it would be so cold. Ain't got no blood going up.
Lopez says he got very little sleep, only occasionally was given sandwiches to eat, had to beg to use the restroom, and was never allowed to make a phone call. Lopez says he told detectives repeatedly that he had nothing to do with the shooting. He says they called him a liar and told him they had witnesses fingering him and that his friends and family were turning against him. Lopez claims the police taunted and confused him.
So at the point in time, I was like, man, if you guys are going to just take me for this, take me. You know what I'm saying? I can't deal with this. I can't be in this room. The room is small. The walls seem to get closer and closer to me. I felt like if I was in the torture chamber, you know, it's where I was starting to turn against myself.
Lopez finally broke down and confessed. He was charged with capital murder, eligible for the death penalty, and taken to the county jail. But he was soon released after another suspect gave a videotaped confession to the crime. Lopez sued the city, claiming his treatment in police custody and the length of time he was held violated his constitutional rights.
In this country, we don't torture people into confessing.
But that's exactly what Lopez attorney Mike Kanovitz says Chicago police did, arresting his client on very little evidence and holding him while investigators built a case against him, the strongest element of which would be a confession. Kanovitz says 14 other people have filed sworn affidavits claiming similar treatment in the custody of Chicago police.
Usually what you hear is there's a very small metal bench. Very often they are shackled to a wall, and they're kept there for days on end. And when they're in those rooms, every circumstance of their human needs, feeding, sleeping, the ability to use the restroom, are controlled by the detectives who are investigating the case and who are trying to build a case against them and who are ultimately trying to get them to confess.
Those 14 individuals are seeking to join the Lopez lawsuit against the city, and if class action status is granted, Kanovitz says his review of police department records indicate there may be more than 1,000 others who would have legitimate claims against Chicago police. City and police officials will not respond to the specific allegations in the lawsuit, but in court papers, the city argues against the motion for class action, saying each individual investigation brings with it unique circumstances, so the claims cannot be lumped together. A police department spokesman says it's against department policy to deprive suspects of food, sleep, or access to restrooms. After an unrelated news conference in the lobby of police headquarters, Chicago police spokesman Dave Bayless said department policy also prohibits suspects from being held for more than a day or two.
If we have a suspect in our custody after 48 hours, we go to judges and ask them for probable cause hearings and request to keep them in our custody longer because the case is progressing very well and we're gathering more information in interviews and evidence analysis.
But that policy is relatively new, enacted just this past summer. Some criminologists say holding suspects and interrogating them for long periods of time can help solve some of the toughest crimes by exposing lies and half-truths. They say interviewing techniques and other methods of gathering evidence are always improving to lessen the likelihood of false confessions. A new Illinois law now requires police to videotape interrogations in murder cases in an effort to reduce claims of abusive tactics and coerced confessions. But some legal experts say concerns about interrogations in Chicago police stations are well-founded. If class action is certified, it could bring increased scrutiny to the department's long-controversial interrogation techniques. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.